Rawalpindi, a city of almost 2 million people in northern Pakistan, is a world away from the crisp mountain streams normally associated with beer and whiskey. But this predominantly Muslim city is home to the Murray Brewery, a legacy of British colonial rule, and one of only three licensed producers of alcoholic drinks in Pakistan. Although its distillery has been making 8- and 12-year-old whiskeys for nearly 50 years, Murray's chief executive, M.P. Bandara, says international respect has been elusive.
Pakistan has a very wrong image abroad. The image over there is that it's a mullah-ridden state, it's terrorist and all that sort of thing. Well, every country has its extremes, and Pakistan too has its extremes. But the fact of the matter is what you see over here. That's the reality.
And the reality is that Murray is about to enter a league occupied by only a few when it launches its newest offering, a 20-year-old single malt scotch.
I will show you the 20 years old.
Head brewer Yasin Sadiq keeps watch over the old oak casks that contain the precious liquid. He believes Murray's Millennium Reserve will rival the best scotch whiskies in the world. Single malts, prepared from malted barley, are favored by connoisseurs over blended whiskies, which are made from a mix of malts and grains distilled from wheat or corn. Legally, only Pakistan's non-Muslims, or about 5% of the population, are allowed to buy liquor for home consumption. Muslims caught drinking alcohol can be caned and jailed for up to 3 years. But members of Pakistan's Christian community say they're looking forward to tasting the new whiskey when it becomes available in the new year. Bandara says right now the supply is extremely limited.
And probably we won't ever do it again because the work involved has been very great. I don't think we can bring about this dedication for the next 20 years. But whilst it's going, we hope it'll have its mark as a good malt whiskey and will be well received by connoisseurs world over.
The distillery's products cannot be sampled abroad because Islamabad bans the export of alcohol. The company is lobbying for changes so that one day, Pakistan's finest single malt can be available to whiskey lovers around the world. Milar Sega, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。